It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening, everyone. Nate Lull with you live from Sydney Central School. Tonight, it's a girls matchup on CDO as the Sydney girls host the Hancock Lady Wildcats. This will be a great game here tonight, and thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our tip-off show is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Of course, Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, there's a great storyline here tonight, folks, as the Sydney girls are coming off a tough loss on Friday on a game we had right here on CDO as they were over in Delhi and suffered a 46-23 setback. And, that was a tough game. I did think Delhi was going to win that game going into it, but I expected it to be closer. But the ferocious defense that the Lady Bulldogs brought to the table just really made it difficult for Sydney, and you couple that with a tough shooting night for the Lady Warriors, and things just did not go their way. But as I was talking about during that broadcast, and if you listened, they have to kind of go through the gauntlet here of Delhi, Hancock, and BG over the last half of the season. And if you're Sydney, you're still trying to get into that top four spot. The top four teams in the MAC, after you play everybody, one seed will play four, two seed will play three. The winners will get a chance to go to SUNY Delhi on February 18th for the MAC championship. So Sydney is still fighting for that fourth spot. I'd say the top three are almost locked in with BG 1, Delhi 2, and Hancock 3, but I still think that that fourth spot is kind of up for grabs. So that is an interesting scenario, and I think Sydney needs absolutely every win they can get. On the other side, we have the Hancock girls who, you know, they have not had the strongest program as of late, but things are certainly changing, and that helps when you have an eighth grade phenom like Lacey Drake. She is beyond her years in basketball, and I think, as I've said before, could be the next great player to come out of our area. She is athletically ahead of her time. She knows the game. You can still see that she's raw and is learning at the varsity level, but the buzz started to come around with her last year when she was a seventh grader on JV. And anytime you start pulling up seventh and eighth graders, you know that they're special, but she's really special in my opinion. You see these players come once in a while around our area, and they're so much fun to watch. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones recently. The most recent person I can really compare her to would maybe be a Jordan Beers from Franklin, who came up to varsity in the seventh grade, scored close to just a little bit over 2,400 points in her career, is now on playing Division III at Ithaca College, and is just a phenomenal player. Very similar type of game as Jordan, and that might be the best comparison for coming up early and being able to make a difference really early. I think in today's local high school basketball game in the Tri-County area, you see young players come up in the eighth and the ninth grade, but maybe they're not the impact player. They're learning, they're growing. But to come up and make an immediate success is unbelievable. I guess another person that you could throw into that mix would be Mariah Ruff, who played varsity basketball seventh and eighth grade over at Andes and scored over 500 points in those 2 years, transferred to Oneonta for more exposure because they knew she had that Division I potential, scored over 1,000 points, close to 2,000. I believe she ended up with about 1,800 and maybe even 1,900, and, of course, signed a deal to go Division I to St. Bonaventure and is having a phenomenal career, D1, at St. Bonaventure. And, you know, that's something special. And you talk about all the other special players as of recent times. You look at a Miranda Drummond from Harpersville who went on to St. Bonaventure, has since transferred to Syracuse. Of course, the Kimmel sisters, especially Hannah, who is having a phenomenal career as well. So there has been a lot of talent in the area that has come up early, and I just think Lacey could be the next part of that. So if you're in the Sydney area, you haven't got a chance to see her yet this year, pop on up to the gym here tonight. It's a great crowd, but there's still a lot of room left, and she's worth the price of admission. We saw her take Hancock into a great contest with Bainbridge Guilford back in the Christmas tournament, the Kozalski tournament. Granted, Abby Selfridge wasn't there. She was away on that volleyball trip for the USA Volleyball Clinic. But Lacey kept Hancock in that game. She scored 22 points. She was great, and she's a lot of fun. So if you're sitting here tonight, as we kind of pull this all together, you have to think that she's going to have to play a great game to stop her. Everybody is going to have to bond together as a team to stop Lacey Drake. But there are some other pieces here, and I don't want to just talk about Lacey for this Hancock team, because there's a lot of pieces of juniors and seniors, and this is why it meshes so well together. When you have a center down low like Alexi Houghton, you look at a Gina Tan, a Mallory Rutledge, a Andrea Wadeson, Kaylee Gill. These are great players, and when they have a young coach like Sam Spaholz, who's kind of gelled this all together, it's a team that you have to look out for, not only in the MAC, but also in Class D. You have to remember that Hancock is in Class D. So you're going to have South Courtright, you're going to have Del High, you're going to have some of those teams looming. But as we've seen early in the year, we got a chance to see Hancock over at the Milford tournament, and they took it right to the Lady Wildcats of Milford and beat them by 20. So I think there's a lot of unsuspecting teams out there that is going to see Hancock maybe come into the Class D sectionals as a 3, a 4 seed, and really make some noise. Can they beat a South Courtright or a Del High? That's yet to be seen. But I think they have the tools to stick with them, and we'll see what happens. I think Sydney can really use their size inside here tonight. Kara Lee Pierce has just been absolutely phenomenal when we saw her against Afton and Del High last week. Ari Bernard is an absolute monster on the glass. And Sydney has the guard play with Taylor Barnes, Taylor Hawkins, Mackenzie Gravelin to play with anybody in the league. So we'll see who shows up here tonight for Sydney, how they bounce back from that loss to Del High. I think that will be a major piece of this. And for Hancock, they're ranked in the state right now in Class D, 10th overall. They are 10-2. They're a great team. So they bring a lot to the table, and I think they're going to have some early confidence. You know, earlier in the year, it was like, well, we're learning how to win. Now they've won some games, and they've beaten some big-time teams. They beat Green last week, which is never an easy win. And so they're gaining that confidence, and they brought a nice student section with them here tonight. The fans are into it. And this is a rescheduled game. This was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, and it got snowed out. So we're glad to be here tonight for this one. We wanted to be here that night. The snow kind of put it out, and we said we'll be there for the rematch. Well, not the rematch, but the rescheduled part, because this is one we don't want to miss. We're going to take a quick break here on the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals. And an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Sydney in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. It says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Hancock is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. It says Hancock in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll step away and be right back. Hancock at Sydney girls basketball tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough cut lumber, kiln dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece. We can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Let's go through our starting lineups. First, for the visiting Hancock Lady Wildcats, a senior, number 00, Lexi Houghton. Of course, the eighth grader, we've talked about her a lot in our pregame show, number 2, Lacey Drake. A senior, number 22, Gina Tan. A junior, number 23, Mallory Rutledge. And a senior, number 25, Andrea Waitson, for head coach Sam Spaholz, who was a Bainbridge-Guilford graduate and a very good player back in her day. For the Sydney Lady Warriors and head coach Lindsay Coons, a senior, number 10, Mackenzie Gravelin. Also a senior, number 11, Taylor Barnes. A senior, number 13, Carolee Pierce. You're sensing a theme here, folks. A senior, number 15, Ariana Bernard. And a senior, number 23, Taylor Hawkins. Five seniors in the starting lineups. That's always a great luxury to have. And for first-year head coach Lindsay Coons, I think she has enjoyed that. But this senior group is going to have to rely on that experience to get them through this next week. Of course, they had Delhi on Friday. They have Hancock tonight. And they have Bainbridge Guilford next week on their senior night, and BG brings a lot to the table, that's for sure. Hancock, as we said, in the royal blue road uniforms with the white trim, Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim as we get set to go. Sydney goes right to left on your radio dial, Hancock left to right. Lexi Houghton will jump it up here for Hancock, and Ariana Bernard will jump it up for Sydney. Of course, Ari is one of the best track and field athletes in the area. Phenomenal long jumper, high jumper, triple jump, you name it, she can do it. And she wins the opening tip here. Sydney going right to left will settle in against, looks like a little 1-2-2 here on defense for Hancock. Down low for Taylor Barnes, off the glass and in from the right low block. Taylor Barnes opens it right up there for Sydney. They have a 2-0 lead. Drake brings it up the floor, splits the defense, wide open shot, and she's fouled. Boy, she just sandwiched her way through two defenders, put that up, and it almost went in. And as a head coach, you say, boy, that first possession, you got to shut down their star player. If you're really focusing on someone, and she just broke through and had that wide-open shot. Drake's first shot from the line is up and good, and so the show begins tonight for eighth grader Lacey Drake for Hancock. Second shot coming. We're just 20 seconds into the ball game. Drake at the line, second one is good. So a 2-2 ball game with 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Hancock will come with some full court pressure. 2-1-2 it looks like, as Sydney brings the ball up to the right side of the floor for Mackenzie Gravelin through her legs, through the wickets and out of bounds. 2-2 the score, just 30 seconds in. And Sydney will answer right back with their own press. Looks like a 2-2-1. As Hancock will inbound the ball with Lacey Drake as they go left to right. Works it in for Mallory Rutledge up the right side of the floor. Rutledge gets across the timeline safely into the corner here for Trinity Gotthardt. She shoots up a jumper off the mark, no good. Bernard skies for the rebound and back up the floor here for Bernard. That's the luxury. If Ari Bernard gets the rebound, she can also bring it up the floor. She's a good ball handling, bigger guard. Into the corner for Taylor Barnes, a long two off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Hancock, and up the floor they come with Gina Tan. Tan across half court, and the big Sydney S reverses to the far side. Good save there by Mallory Rutledge to keep it in. Now back for Tan at the top of the key, and for Rutledge. Wants a deep three left side, died on the front of the rim, out of bounds off the rebound, and will stay with the Lady Wildcats. With 6:47 to go in the first quarter, we're knotted up at two between Hancock and Sydney. This has got Hart underneath the basket looking for options, and they'll get it into Houghton. Off the glass and good. The kiss is good for Lexi Houghton. And Hancock takes a 4-2 lead with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Bernard still in the backcourt. Works her way up Tosses it over the top of the defense for Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins has it, and now we'll go for Taylor Barnes on the right side of the floor into the corner for Mackenzie Gravelin. The three ball is no good, and another rebound here for Lexi Houghton. Have to watch her on the boards if you're Sydney, because Houghton can really clean the glass. In transition for Lacey Drake. Her pull-up jumper, left side, no good, and a rebound for Carolee Pierce. Pierce with an outlet pass. It was tipped away by Drake, rolls out of bounds, and will stay with Sydney. They'll have to bring it up the court. They'll have to be careful with the clock and try to get it over the half-court timeline. To the far side of the floor for Mackenzie Gravelin. It's stolen away, though, by Drake. Going through traffic, puts it up, and she's fouled before she could get the shot off. And that will be the second foul on Sydney as a team. None on Hancock so far, with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Drake has a very quick first step, which allows her off the dribble to get to some places that I think most defenders aren't used to in the MAC. That foul will be on Taylor Barnes, her first. Team's second. Hancock, though, will throw it away on the inbounds as Drake tried to get it in the corner, just off her fingertips and out of play. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter, and Sydney will bring it back up the floor to the left side here for Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins sets up the offense as Hancock settles in with a little 3-2 zone, and now we're going to have a traveling violation on Taylor Barnes. Got those happy feet as she tried to reverse the ball to the far side of the floor, and it goes back to Hancock. Really feels like both teams settling in here so far, trying to feel out what the other team is doing on defense. Drake back up the floor, left side, as Hancock goes left to right. Drake with the ball at the top of the key. Little 2-3 zone now for Sydney, but they're paying extra attention to where Drake is. She gets in, a little jumper, just rattles out. Houghton with the rebound, and she's nailed and fouled. And that's the thing with Hancock so far tonight, is even if Drake is not hitting these shots, somebody like Alexi Houghton or Mallory Rutledge is right there for the rebound. So Sydney has got to box out. And this will send Lexi Houghton to the line, already with 2 points, looking for more. First shot is coming for Houghton, and it's good. So Drake with two and Houghton with three, and Hancock has a 5-2 lead over Sydney with 5.5 to go in the first quarter here tonight on CDO. Second shot for Houghton is too far. Rebound loose on the floor. Bernard, I tell you, just jumped out of the gym, but the ball was a little too far for her, tipped off her fingertips. But at the last second, Gina Tan was trying to save it for Hancock, couldn't do it. So Sydney will get the ball back. They'll work against this Hancock press, and they break it nicely this time, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Gravelin goes for Pierce, but it's just poke-checked out of bounds there by Gina Tan, who just got back to flick it out with her fingertips. Good recovery there by Hancock on defense. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, Hancock leading Sydney girls 5-2 here tonight in Sydney. Top of the key for Taylor Barnes as Sydney gets it in underneath the basket for Ariana Bernard. Far side rebound is for Taylor Hawkins, and she's fouled. So Ari misses that shot, but Taylor Hawkins was there and then immediately tapped on the wrist. So Lexi Houghton will be the recipient there of the foul. First one on the team and first one on Lexi as well. First shot for Taylor Hawkins, and the iron is kind and rolls through for Taylor Hawkins. She gets it to go. So Taylor Barnes with two, Taylor Hawkins with 1 point, trying to make it two here for Sydney, but it is short. Not enough spice on that one, but a steal off the rebound. Sydney gets it back. Here is Bernard, a spot-up jumper, left it short again. Rebound is loose, goes to Taylor Hawkins, and this time she finishes. And Hawkins puts it home, and the score is now tied up at 5 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lacey Drake brings the ball up the floor. The eighth grader with the errant pass up over top of the defense there as she was looking for Trinity Gotthardt in the corner, and it sails out of bounds. Hancock will go to the bench, and Andrea Wadeson will check in. And Gotthardt is going to come to the bench. In the meantime, Sydney will break the press, back up the floor with Bernard. And Bernard on the left side of the floor as Sydney goes right to left. Now to the top of the key for Barnes. Give and go right back to Bernard. 15 on the shot clock as they go left corner here for Hawkins. Goes down low for the 6'2", Carolee Pierce. Her shot is off the front of the rim. Rolls around the world and then pops off. Hancock with a rebound. And it's 5-5 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Straight away three right up the floor for Mallory Rutledge. And she puts it home. Well, the defense was sagging off. And she just said, well, I'll pull the trigger. And gives Hancock an 8-5 lead with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor for Taylor Hawkins. Give and go right back to Ari Bernard. And that's who they want the offense to start and hopefully end with here tonight. Bernard to the right side of the floor. Finds Taylor Barnes. A long two is good for Taylor Barnes. Let's see. Yes, foot on the line there for Barnes. and she has 4 points. And that's key. If you can get Taylor Barnes shooting the ball well early, most likely she's going to keep it up the rest of the game. Into the right corner for Wadeson now for Hancock, and her shot was partially blocked. Kara Lee Pierce rips it down and then is fouled with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. So the foul on Hancock, and this is going to be the second team foul, and the first one on Lacey Drake. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Hancock 8 and Sydney 7. Good ball game so far here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com as Hancock gets a steal into the right side corner now off this press. Down low for Wadeson. Reverse layup won't fall. Rebound is for Sydney and Taylor Barnes. So Sydney dodges a bullet there after the turnover. Gets it back and brings it up the floor with Mackenzie Gravelin. Right into the low post for Kara Lee Pierce. Good shovel pass to the far side for Hawkins, who buries it, and she's fouled. Great play there by Taylor Hawkins to finish, even though there was contact coming, and she'll head to the charity stripe. And the underrated play there was Kara Lee Pierce, who was in a tough spot, shoveling it over to her, and then Hawkins was able to finish. Timeout on the floor, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 9, Hancock 8. We'll be right back with more girls high school basketball tonight on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Taylor Hawkins to the line for Sydney. Welcome back, folks. Trying to complete the three-point play. This one is up and good for Taylor Hawkins, and she's off to a nice start tonight with 6 points. Got fouled right before we went to commercial and then finishes the foul shot after we come back. So it's Sydney with a 10-8 lead over Hancock with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Drake into the low corner. Now looking for Wadeson as Hancock goes left to right on your radio dial, and back out for Lacey Drake. Again, they're paying extra attention to her in the zone. And a three-pointer again here for Mallory Rutledge, and she buries it. So that is 6 points off 2 3-pointers for Rutledge. And even though Lacey Drake only has 2 points, the rest of her teammates are picking it up. Here is Kara Lee Pierce, right down low off the right low block. Can't get the shot to go. And the rebound comes to Taylor Barnes, but then it's stolen away, but just tipped out of bounds here by Rutledge of Hancock. With 2:50 to go in the first quarter, it is 11-10. The Hancock girls on top of Sydney on the road. Again, Sydney trying to go down low for Kara Lee Pierce, and it's tipped away, and then a foul back up the floor on Ariana Bernard, as that was Gina Tan with the steal. And then instead of letting her run wild and free, they slapped her down there with the foul. So 2:45 to go in the first quarter. That's the fourth foul in Sydney as a team. First on Bernard, so one more, and Hancock will be going to the line. Here is Drake at the top of the key. Passes again for Rutledge. Rutledge to the high post, now looking for Gina Tan. Tan on the right side as Hancock goes left to right. Back up top here for Gotthardt. Now back for Tan. Dribble drive and the shot off the back of the rim and ripped down off the miss there by Mackenzie Gravel, and ahead for Ari Bernard. She's going to out-sprint everybody. Goes up for the layup, and it's good. And Bernard makes it good to go. And head coach Lindsey Coons wanted an and one, but she doesn't get it. And Sydney goes back up by 112-11. Here is Drake in the corner. Good pump fake, but she's whistled for the travel. Boy, it was a pretty move, and she finished, but just shuffled that foot before she took off. So 2:10 to go in this first quarter, and it's 12-11. Sydney girls on top of visiting Hancock here in a key MAC matchup tonight. Hancock still coming with some full-court pressure, and they are being very athletic and scrappy right now. Sydney does not get it over the timeline. They were about a second short. Lindsey Coons, head coach here, says, no, we were close. We were close enough. Pleading with the Zebra crew here, but she won't get it to go. And Hancock will get the ball back on the far side of the floor, right at the Sydney S at midcourt. They'll get it into Lacey Drake, the eighth grader with 2 points here tonight. Feeds one down low for Houghton, puts it up, and it's no good. Rebound for Sydney. We got a tight ball game here, folks, with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 12, Hancock 11, and a steal by the Lady Wildcats. That's Rutledge. Back up the floor here for Trinity Gotthardt to the right side for Drake. A deep three, and that one is good. Downtown for the eighth grader, Lacey Drake. A beautiful-looking shot, and Hancock retakes the lead 14-12. Bernard back up the floor for Sydney. Throws up the jumper. Dies on the front rim. And Tan gets tied up with Taylor Hawkins. And we are going to have a foul here on Taylor Hawkins. With a minute 24 to go in the first quarter, so the ball is going to go back to Hancock after a Sydney timeout. The score, Hancock 14, Sydney 12. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The fans having a quick chuckle here as that was the fifth foul on Hancock. Second on Mallory Rutledge. So in the girls' game, they started last year when you hit five fouls in the quarter, you automatically shoot, and then they reset it every quarter. And I still think sometimes everybody just forgets about that, and they go with the old-fashioned system that the boys still use, where you get to seven, you shoot the one and one, and so on and so forth. And sometimes I think even the officials forget. They had to be reminded just there. And so it always cracks me up a little bit. I forget a lot because it's just you're so ingrained with the old system. Gina Tan is going to go 0 for 2 here at the line, so Hancock cannot make Sydney pay. And Carolee Pierce gets a rebound, but she's stuck in no man's land. Throws it ahead now finally for Ari Bernard, who whips it down the floor here for Sydney. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, needs to get out of the corner, and finally does. Back up to the high post, but is stolen back by Lacey Drake. And here come the Lady Wildcats down the left side of the floor. The jumper left it short. Houghton scoops up the rebound, though. Turnaround little left-handed baby hook off the mark, and a rebound for Taylor Barnes of Sydney. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Hancock 14 and Sydney 12. Bernard back up the floor, gets stuck right at the timeline, and then is called for a push-off. She was trying to create some space and kind of stuck her hip out after she picked up the dribble. And so she gets called for that one. And she got a little smile on her face there. Yeah, I know, I know. And so Hancock is going to pick it up here. That will be the third foul, or the second, I should say, on Ari Bernard. And she cannot afford to get in foul trouble, so she's going to come to the bench. And Adrian Paternoster will check in here for Sydney with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now, even though that is a foul on Sydney, it will not be a shooting foul. And so Hancock will bring it up the floor as they get possession right at midcourt. Top of the key for Gotthard, who's just going to fire up a three. No good. Rebound for Paternoster, who's just into the game, and the freshman with a big board, but then gets tied up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Hancock. Just brought it down too low. And anytime you do that, any coach will say, oh, that's when those scrappy guards get in there and tie you up. And that's exactly what happened, and Hancock has the arrow in their favor, so they'll get it in. Lacey Drake at the top of the key to the foul line. Kicks one out for Rutledge. Far side. Three ball. Won't go down. Rebound for Houghton. And her left-handed layup won't go in. And Paternoster cleans the glass again. And here comes Sydney with 25 seconds left in the quarter. It's Hancock 14, Sydney 12. Barnes picks it up. Gets it back to Paternoster. And they'll settle in to try to play for the last shot of the quarter. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin. No, she sees an opening, takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Ball trickles out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Hancock. You know, I don't blame Gravelin, though, because the Red Siege is part of there, and she had a wide-open lane to the rim but just couldn't get it to go. 10 seconds left, first quarter. Here is Hancock, definitely playing for the last shot of the quarter now. Here is Gina Tan for a three, right side, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds, and will go back to Sydney with 0.7 seconds left. And so maybe there'll be a miracle here and they'll be able to throw it the length of the court. But I believe this is going to be the end of the first quarter. As soon as they roll this in, yes it is. And it's 14-12 at the end of the first quarter as the Lady Hancock Wildcats come in and have a two-point lead after one. Again, our score, Hancock 14, Sydney 12. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter tonight here on WCDO. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Sydney with the ball at midcourt. They trail by two as we start the second quarter, and they immediately get it to Ari Bernard, who's back into the game with two fouls. She'll have to be careful. She'll pass one to Taylor Barnes on the right side. Her shot won't go down. Rebound here for Hancock, but tying up Lexi Houghton there was Taylor Hawkins, and this time the jump ball is going to give it back to Hancock. 7:45 to go in the second quarter. Two-point ball game, and it looks like it could stay this way for a majority of the night. Just the feeling I get from this game so far. Into the right corner now for Lacey Drake. Gets into the paint. Dumps one off there for Lexi Houghton, who wasn't expecting it. And it rolls out of bounds with somehow last touch by Sydney, because Mackenzie Gravelin was trying to save it from going out at the last second. Couldn't get there. Nicked it. And it went out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Wildcats. They go right inside to the left low block here for Lexi Houghton. Good turnaround move up and in for Houghton. Boy, she just made a nice little jab step, which allowed her to get right to the rim and give Hancock a four-point lead. Now a steal here for the Lady Wildcats. Two on one. They go to Drake, and the layup is good for Lacey Drake, and she's up to 7 points. The eighth grade superstar here for Hancock. And it's a six-point lead, biggest one of the night. Now another steal off the press. No, Sydney just gets through it in time with Taylor Barnes. And the Lady Warriors need a bucket, and they need it now. Back up to the top of the key for Barnes. Feeding one far side for Mackenzie Gravel. They immediately try to go inside to Kara Lee Pierce, but intercepted there by Houghton. Up the floor with Lacey Drake, crossing the big Sydney S. Dishes one to the outside here for Trinity Gotthardt. Down low here for Lexi Houghton. And the shot is up and good for Houghton, and she has seven. And that was all set up by a nice screen there from Drake, who allowed her to get freed up. So Houghton and Drake both with seven apiece, and Hancock is starting to open this thing up, and now a steal by Houghton down the left side of the floor. Houghton puts on the brakes and now safely gets it into the hands of Mallory Rutledge. Rutledge for Drake on the right side. Drake with a little jab step, but holds on to it. Dishes one off for Gotthardt with a pull-up jumper. Trinity Gotthardt gets it to go. A little 8-0 run here from Hancock, and they suddenly have a 10-point lead, 22-12, with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Boy, I guess my feeling was wrong about it being close, at least for now. Kara Lee Pierce back outside here for Mackenzie Gravel, and the pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Taylor Hawkins, yes. Taylor Hawkins having a great night, and she has 8 points. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Hancock leading Sydney 22-14 here in a girls' MAC showdown tonight. Gina Tan on the right side of the floor will leave one off for Gotthardt. Good pump fake. Gotthardt with a jumper from the right side. Couldn't get it to go. And Sydney with a rebound with Kara Lee Pierce. Far side now for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin gets right into the lane. Tosses one up. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Dishes for Taylor Barnes, who was blocked. And they'll whistle her for a foul here down low. That was Lexi Houghton with the foul. So 5:25 to go in the second quarter. And this is going to be, no, they won't get it. Yes, they will on Houghton. So her second team's first as they reset the fouls here in the second quarter. First one for Taylor Barnes is up and good. Barnes now with 5 points. Mackenzie Gravelin is going to come out of the game, and checking in will be Mackenzie Constable. Timeout is taken by Hancock. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Hancock 22, Sydney 15. We'll be right back with more girls high school hoops tonight on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Taylor Barnes will miss the foul shot, and off the rebound, Hancock will get the ball, but they'll turn it right back over as Lacey Drake shuffles her feet as she brought it up the floor and was looking for a pass with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. And you know, she is an eighth grader. She is great, but sometimes you see those little things where you still say, boy, she still will settle into the game and learns those types of things. Just, you know, silly stuff like that that I think would drive a coach nuts, but not necessarily anybody else in the gym. And there is Ariana Bernard with a bucket, gets it to go down. She has 4 points. As off that turnover, Sydney went down and got a nice bucket. Drake with a straightaway three now as Hancock has possession again. Can't get it to go, but Gina Tan with a rebound. Back up top to Drake, who will reset the offense. And Sydney is trying to crawl back into this game after being down by 10. And now this is going to be, no, I thought it was going to be a travel. Hancock, though, will get it to go down low. Shot here from Andrea Wadeson. No, Drake with a rebound. Brings it down low, and she is fouled with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Boy, it looked like a clear-cut travel on that far side for Hancock. They let that one go, and Drake brought down the rebound and was fouled. And so that will be on Taylor Barnes, her second, team's first. So both teams with one foul apiece here in the second quarter, and Hancock leading 22-17 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Back out for Rutledge, dials long distance, and Rutledge has got 3 three-pointers, and Hancock leads 25-17. Rutledge has been a Lady Warriors killer here so far tonight with those 3 three-pointers. Here is Ariana Bernard, steps in for a jumper left side, got it. Bernard starting to heat up. She's got 6 points for Sydney. And the Lady Warriors hanging around, down by 6 with 4 minutes to go until the halftime break. And Hancock leading 25-19. Here is Gina Tan. Back to the top of the key for Rutledge. Far side for Trinity Gotthardt. She tries a three. No good. Rebound for Taylor Hawkins of Sydney. And an outlet pass to Ari Bernard, who will prance it back down the floor on the right side. Bernard picks up her dribble. Gets it to Mackenzie Constable, who's checked into the game. Zips one across for Taylor Barnes. Her pull-up, no good. Rebound for Hancock, and Lacey Drake will bring it back up the floor after a good rebound by Rutledge. Saved it from going out of bounds. Got it to Drake. Ahead now for Rutledge. Left side three. Died on the front rim. Gets it back. Rutledge into the land of the trees. Pulls it back out for Drake. Straightaway three. Got it. Lacey Drake with 10, and they left her wide open, and she made them pay with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. It is Hancock 28 and Sydney 19. Constable over the big Sydney S at midcourt. And gets it to the far side baseline for Carolee Pierce. A little 15-footer, no good. Rebound for Drake. She was in the right place at the right time. Ball fell right to her. Drake up the right side of the floor. Takes it to the bucket, and it's a charge. Great job there by Mackenzie Constable to plant her feet in the gym floor and saw it coming a mile away. That's that thing we talk about right there where she did everything. She's athletic, but maybe she just needed to pull up for the jumper there instead. So Drake, that will be her second and the team's second here in this second quarter. Those are the things I think in 2-3 years from now, Lacey Drake will just pull up, take that jumper, drain it, and be on her merry way. We'll have to see. Excited to see that time come. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Sydney with the ball. Bernard with a jumper from the right elbow. It's off the mark and a rebound, but a foul. And this one is going to be on Maggie Schott, who just checked into the game for Sydney. Good job by Andrea Wadeson for Hancock, who had possession and was able to pull it down and got the foul. Carolee Pierce checks back into the game for Sydney, and Taylor Hawkins will have a seat for a quick rest. In the meantime, in the royal blue with the white trim, Hancock back up the floor with Drake, who leaves one off here for Gina Tan. Into the corner now for Trinity Gotthard. Back across now for Wadeson. Wadeson finds Tan for a deep three. Oh, it goes all the way around the world before it pops free. Rebound for Sydney. Constable gets tied up, and the possession arrow keeps it with the Lady Warriors. 2:25 to go in the second quarter. 28-19 the score. Hancock ahead by 9 on the road, and this would be a big win for the Lady Wildcats in the MAC standings. To the high post for Ari Bernard at the right elbow. Tries a bounce pass down low for Carolee Pierce. It's knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Hancock and Rutledge. Underneath the basket, this will be Mackenzie Gravelin looking to inbound the ball. With 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Halftime show is coming up. Make sure to stay tuned for that as they get the ball in for Constable. A three from the right side is no good, and a rebound and a foul on Sydney. Again, Mallory Rutledge is probably 5'6", maybe 5'5", and goes down into the land of the 5'11", 6-foot-tall girls and continually pulls down rebounds. It's amazing. So that is going to be the third foul on Ari Bernard for Sydney, and the team's third. Bernard is going to go to the bench for protection, and she's going to have to sit the rest of the half. Gotthard to the far side, wants a three, takes a three, and buries it. Gotthard now with 5 points. And Hancock leads 31-19 with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin down the left side of the floor. Tosses one across and down low for Carolee Pierce, who's fouled. Could not get it to go. But she will go to the line with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Hancock fans not pleased with that call. I thought it was pretty good as Pierce was in the right place, did everything she needed to do, and gets fouled and will go to the line. Third foul here on Hancock as a team. Pierce to the line. First one is good. Carolee Pierce, her first point of the night. That will be the third foul on Lacey Drake, so she's going to have to come to the bench as well for protection for the rest of the first half. Another foul shot coming for Carolee Pierce, and if she makes it, let's see if Sydney comes with a little press. Late in this half to try to get a turnover. Yes, Carolee Pierce gets it to go, and yes, they will come with the full court pressure as they trail 31-22 late here in the first half. Hancock breaks the press. They'll get it to the high post here for Lexi Houghton. Dribbles down low, can't get the shot to go, and a rebound for Carolee Pierce. Back up the floor for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin on the left side. This would be big if Sydney could chip it away a little bit here before the halftime break. Right side, Taylor Barnes, 20-footer, got it. Taylor Barnes gets it to go, and she's got 7, and it's 31-24 with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Right side for Gina Tan as the royal blue and the white, the Hancock Lady Wildcats, go left to right on your radio dial. Top of the key for Gotthard, outside the three-point line, far side in front of the bleachers now, and to the high post here for Houghton. Back for Tan. Very patient possession here for Hancock. Out for Tan. Right side three. Got it. It was a line drive, but it goes in. Gina Tan, her first bucket of the night. And Hancock leads 34-24 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Down low here for Taylor Barnes. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Hancock. And I believe they're going to say that shot for Tan was just a two-pointer. So that is Hancock leading 33-24. The Zebra crew signaling it as they came back. Actually, now Hancock is going to talk about that here. Possession is still going. They're going to fight for that extra point at the whistle. Turnaround shot for Houghton. Couldn't get it to go. Wadeson puts it up off the glass and good for Andrea Wadeson. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. And head coach Sam Spaholz is out asking about that three-pointer to the officials. Still not getting a response as Sydney comes down with Mackenzie Constable a shot and a foul here on Sydney on the rebound by Houghton. And Sam Spaholz wants to speak with the official, and now she will get a chance. She's saying that shot down here was a three-pointer there by Gina Tan. She says, okay, the referee is saying that they will address it at the halftime break. In the meantime, Hancock gets it up the floor. Are they going to get a shot off at the buzzer? They will, but it's blocked by Carolee Pierce. And that'll bring up our halftime break. So currently it's 35-24, and we will see if they are going to change that or not. Head coach Samantha Spaholz is going to talk with the officiating crew. They are over there talking about it at the moment. Yes, they will give her the three. So Gina Tan will get the credit for the three-pointer, and Hancock will lead 36-24 at the break. So the Lady Wildcats, with that little string halfway through the second quarter, really opening up that lead and doing a great job. So 36-24, our halftime score. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. And remember, you can save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. 36-24, Hancock on top of Sydney at the break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company are Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit ChambersOHara.com today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today at Morabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, they have changed it, is Hancock 36 and Sydney 23. So on that three-pointer where they originally did not credit it correctly to Hancock, they've added that point, and somewhere in the bookkeeping tally, they have taken one away from Sydney. So our halftime score is 36-23, just to keep you up to date at home. Here is our scoring summary in the first half. For Hancock, Lacey Drake with 10, Mallory Rutledge with 9, Lexi Houghton with 7, Trinity Gotthardt with 5, Gina Tan with 3, and Andrea Wadeson with 2. On the other side for Sydney, 8 points, a team high in the first half from Taylor Hawkins, 7 from Taylor Barnes, 6 from Ari Bernard, and 2 from Carolee Pierce. So pretty even first half, except when Hancock went on that nice little 8-0 run And ever since then, every time Sidney would start to chip away at it a little bit, Hancock had the answer. And it wasn't just the Lacey Drake show. Everybody was contributing, especially Mallory Rutledge. 9 points off three three-pointers. I thought Lexi Houghton did a great job down low. So everybody contributing tonight so far for Hancock. On the other side for Sidney, as always, good balance scoring with Hawkins with 8, Barnes with 7, Bernard with 6. If they can get Kara Lee Pierce a little more involved, I think that would certainly help. They certainly had the emphasis of getting the ball down low to her, but Hancock has done a great job on defense denying that entry pass, and that has been hard for Sidney to get the ball down low, and I think that must be from some good scouting by Hancock over the last few games, because if you watched Sidney last week, Kara Lee Pierce was pretty dominant down low on the low block against Afton and did a great job against Delhi as well. So, you know, they're doing a nice job there. They're fronting her, really trying to stop that outlet pass or that interior bounce pass or the chest pass from getting in there, and entry pass, I should say. And they've done a good job of tipping that ball away and not allowing her to be in the game. I thought Kara Lee has done a good job just on the glass and kind of cleaning it up, and that's where she's been most effective tonight. But she's got to make herself wide open and be able to get a few more of those passes inside. I think that could really help Sidney start to chip away at this lead in the third quarter. Again, her halftime score, 36-23, the Hancock girls on top of Sidney. On the road here tonight in a key MAC matchup. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sidney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Sherino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Sherino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Sherino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. And we have some out-of-town scores to pass along. The GMU boys are taking on Skenevis tonight. 33-19 the score at the half. The GMU boys on top. Other scores to pass along here on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. The BG boys leading Harpersville. That game down in Bainbridge tonight, 35-20. Sean Bones Jones with 10 points tonight there. And Trevor Halliquist with 6 at the halftime break. So that's good to see as well. And we do have the Harpersville and Oxford girls tied 18-18 at the halftime break. So that is a good look at some of the out-of-town scores here tonight. It's kind of a quiet Monday night. There's some other Tri-Valley games going on. I do know the Lawrence boys are ahead 46-20 over Richfield Springs at the break. So those are some of our scores that we'll be keeping an eye on here tonight. But this is the game we wanted to focus on. It was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. It got snowed out, and we wanted to be here for the make-up date. We're going to take one last quick break. We'll be right back with the start of the second half with the score Hancock 36, Sidney 23, a girls' MAC matchup tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter with the score, Hancock 36, Sydney 23. Hancock is in the road, royal blue uniforms, the white trim says Hancock in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Hancock will go right to left on your radio dial to start the second half, and they will have the ball at midcourt. And they will go back to their starting five here. And we'll see what Sydney switches up on defense, if they switch anything up on defense here. Looks like they are going to come out in man-to-man. So they do switch from the zone to man-to-man to try to get some creative turnovers here. They go down low for Lacey Drake. Turnaround jumper off the mark. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Drake. Passes one off for Trinity Gotthardt. Her shot is short. Drake with another rebound. Back out for Rutledge. Into the left corner and back up for Gina Tan at the top of the key. Tan picks up her dribble and gets it over for Rutledge on the left side of the floor. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock, and they'll get it down low for Lexi Houghton. Houghton with a good move into the paint, goes up, blocked by Carolee Pierce. Hancock gets it back, and they'll chase it into the backcourt, and this is picked up by Lacey Drake here, and it'll be over the line for a backcourt violation. But boy, Hancock, even though they come away with no points on that possession, a couple of rebounds, they kept it alive, and the scrappy crew gave themselves some chances. So we are about a minute into the third quarter with the score 36-23. Shot for Sydney is going to go down from Mackenzie Gravelin, a long two-pointer. Gravelin, her first bucket of the night, and it's 36-25. Hancock on top. Here is Mallory Rutledge at the top of the key, finding Gina Tan. Tan picks it up, closely guarded in this man-to-man by Gravelin. Now for the eighth-grade phenom, Lazy Drake. Kicks one back out and to the top of the key for Rutledge. Drake with 10 points in the first half for Hancock to lead all scorers. They go down low for Lexi Houghton. Turnaround shot is up and good. The little left-handed baby hook. And the senior wearing number double zero has 9 points. And Hancock leads 38-25. Bernard back down the floor into the corner to the left low block for Hawkins. And she's fouled. Hawkins with a quick turnaround move. And Houghton is whistled for the foul. First foul of the second half. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Hancock leads 38-25, and Taylor Hawkins, who had a team-high 8 points for Sydney in the first half, steps to the charity stripe. First shot is up and off the mark, no good. Second shot coming here for Hawkins. Checking into the game here for Hancock as Houghton comes out. Over on that far side will be Kravetsky. So Kravetsky into the game. Second shot by Hawkins is off the mark and no good. With 6.5 to go in this third quarter, ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney off the foul shot. And so Hancock will pick it back up and bring it over the half-court timeline here with Drake. Drake on the right side of the floor. Passing one off here for Rutledge and now back for Drake. On the left side, gets to the hole. Pull-up jumper for Drake is off the mark. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. Down on the left low block. Throws one over to Kravetsky. Kravetsky back outside for Drake for a three off the front of the rim, no good. Another rebound loose on the floor. This time, Sydney will come away with it and back up the floor here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Picks up her dribble in a bad spot, but somehow Sydney picks up the loose change. Down the right side of the floor for Bernard. Dumps one off for Barnes, up and good. Great little dish off from Bernard to Barnes, and she has 9 points. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-27. Hancock girls on the road with a comfortable but not comfortable lead at the same time here against Sydney. Back out for Gotthardt, who's at the right low block. Kicks one back out for Gina Tan, off her fingertips and out of bounds. What I mean by that is you have a lead. It's not like it's just a one-bucket lead, but I think any time your lead is somewhere around the 6 or 8 point margin, you're just that one run away from that team being back in it, and you just got to play very good basketball. And here's a steal by Sydney as Hancock tried to get the ball in. Ahead now for Ari Bernard down the left side of the floor. Bernard to the bucket, up and good. Ari Bernard now with 8 points here for Sydney. And it's 38-29. Hancock on top with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Tan. Now for Andrea Waitson in the corner. Back to Tan. Give and go, and the iron won't be very nice there to Hancock, and it won't go in. Rolled around the tin and wouldn't go down. Here's Barnes in the corner. Right baseline back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Straight away three. No good. Rebound here for Hancock. and Drake will walk it back up the floor. Crossing the big Sydney S on the right side of the floor. Drake now will hand one off for Mallory Rutledge, who had 3 three-pointers in the first half. To the high post, now for Gina Tan. Dribble drive off the glass, and the kiss is good for Gina Tan. She has 5 points, and she just found her way through traffic, put it up and in. Hancock leads by 11, 40-29. Here's Bernard with a pull-up jumper. Left it short, rebound for Tan. Hancock looking to run. Tan lost it when Bernard came over to try to cut her off. Last touched by Tan. Out of bounds, and the ball remains with Hancock as the royal blue uniforms with the white trim, the Lady Wildcats going right to left. Here is Lacey Drake at the top of the key. Gets through traffic, off the glass, just too much mustard on that one, a little too hard. Rebound for Kara Lee Pierce. She did everything but finish there for the Lady Wildcats. Back up the floor, left side, here for Ari Bernard with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Taylor Barnes as they reverse it, right side jumper, no good. Hawkins cleans up the mess and puts it home. And Taylor Hawkins, the first Sydney player into double figures. She has 10, and Hancock leads 40-31 after that Sydney basket with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Hawkins, and she's off to the races. Right-handed layup is good. And Taylor Hawkins has 12, and Sydney is starting to whittle away at this lead. It's 40-33 with 3.5 to go in the third. Hancock going right to left. They find Drake on the right side of the floor. Now for Gotthardt outside the three-point line, top of the key. Down low for Drake. The fadeaway is good. You can't teach that, folks. Just athletic ability fading away gets it to go. And Hancock leads 42-33. She gets a bucket when they need it. Graveling back up the floor. Right side here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes with a dribble drive. Picks up her dribble. Back out for Kara Lee Pierce, who chases it to half court. It's still in bounds and now rolls out. Pierce had to hustle back to save it from rolling over the half-court timeline when she scooped it back into the front court. Nobody was there for Sydney, and it rolled out of play. So 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and it's 42-33. Hancock on top of Sydney here on the road tonight at Sydney High School. Here's Drake right to the bucket. Another fall-away jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound, and we're going to have a one-and-one, or a jump ball, I should say. And the possession arrow is going to give it back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors with 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Another good move there by Lacey Drake, just couldn't finish it. And Sydney back up the floor in the white with the maroon trim. Bounce pass for Taylor Barnes. Right side, steps inside the three-point line, tosses one down low for Kara Lee Pierce. Pierce on the baseline, lost control of the ball, and Hancock back the other way quickly in transition. Numbers if they can hurry. Drake dishes one off there with a no-look pass for Gina Tan, and the hot potato goes right through her hands and out of bounds. I like that part of Drake's game. She passes so effortlessly, and that time, just right through the hands of Gina Tan. Otherwise, she would have had a wide-open layup. 2:25 to go, third quarter. And to the high post for Bernard. She sees a lane, gets it, and no, it's going to be a foul on Kara Lee Pierce for an illegal pick. And back the other way, much to the delight of the Hancock fans, with 2:20 to go in the third. Hancock leads 42-33. That was a tough call there on Pierce. Back up the floor for Drake. Drake to the left side of the floor. Now leaves one off for Trinity Gotthardt, and she lost control of it there, and a steal by Sydney. And Ariana Bernard back up the floor. Left side, passes one. A great pass for Taylor Barnes up over top of the defense, and Barnes was sitting there in center field wide open and buries it. Barnes has 11. Great court vision there by Bernard. And it's 42-35 with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Back to the top of the key here for Gina Tan, for Rutledge, who has been quiet in the third quarter after canning 3 three-pointers in the first half. Now bounce pass down low for Gina Tan, rejected there by Kara Lee Pierce, and the loose ball comes ahead to Sydney. Hawkins at midcourt finds Taylor Barnes on the right side. Now for Ari Bernard. Bernard down low, puts it up, left the shot short. Drake into the land of the trees, comes down with the rebound, and gets tied up, and we'll have a jump ball. Or is it going to be a foul? Yes, a foul on Ari Bernard. With a minute 23 to go in the third, Bernard can't believe it. The Sydney bench can't believe it. That's Bernard's fourth. Gravelin checks back in with a minute 23 to go in the third. I think both sides were waiting for the jump ball there. Instead, Bernard gets whistled for a reach-in foul. And that's the second foul on Sydney as a team in the third quarter. Only one on Hancock in the third quarter, but the fourth on Ariana Bernard is a personal foul. Down low for Hancock. They try a layup at the right low block. No good. They get their own rebound for Wadeson. Blocked out of there by Pierce. Maggie Schott will come up with the loose ball, and she's fouled here by Hancock's Andrea Wadeson. Things getting a little chippy here between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Wildcats. A tight game here in the MAC. Fans are into it as well. That's what you expect this time of year. I love it. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 42-35. Hancock on top, but Sydney again trying to chip away. Here is Maggie Schott. Steps in. The jumper no good, and Lacey Drake is right there to clean up the rebound. Drake back up the floor. Puts on the brakes. Sets up the offense to the right side of the floor. Drake picks up her dribble. Now finds Gina Tan. They set the offense in motion as Sydney is still in man-to-man on defense. Here is Rutledge at the top of the key. Rutledge back for Tan. 10 coming up on the shot clock here. 30 seconds on the game clock deep in the third quarter. Here is Drake back out for Tan. For Gotthardt at the top of the key. Has to throw up a one-handed shot. No good. Rolls out of bounds. Last touched by Sydney. They'll say that it was deflected by Carolee Pierce and rolls out of bounds. And again, that Sydney is just mystified by the call from the Zebra crew. With 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now let's see. Zebra crew is going to get together here. With 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter, the officials are going to talk this over a little bit. Are they going to say it was a shot clock violation? Yes, they will. So that shot, it didn't hit the rim, was deflected out of bounds, but did the shot clock go off first? The official saying yes. So a shot clock violation, really a technicality here, is going to give the ball back to Sydney. Nice job. Good catch there by the Sydney bench, alerting the officials to that. Here's Mackenzie Gravelin to the left side of the floor. Finds Constable, who's into the game. A three is short. Rebound, Taylor Barnes, but it's dead on the floor. It's like the ball just lost air. Didn't come back up as she tried to dribble it. It's loose on the floor. Then we're going to have a foul. With 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. No, not a foul. They're going to say it's a kick off of that from Taylor Barnes. So Sydney is going to get it back. Into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Mallory Rutledge. Boy, if this third quarter is any idea or indication of what's going to come up in the fourth quarter, boy, it's going to be fun. Mackenzie Gravelin will look to get the ball in. Into the corner now for Taylor Barnes. 7 seconds left here on the game clock. Barnes tosses one up. It's no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams tied up with 2 seconds left. Possession arrow. We'll give it back to Hancock. So Hancock leads 42-35. And they'll get one last crack at it here before the end of the third quarter, but not a lot of time to work with. Drake with a half-court heave, no good. And it's the end of the third quarter with the Hancock girls on the road, leading Sydney 42-35. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. End of the third quarter, or I should say start of the fourth. Hancock girls on top of Sydney, 42-35. Lacey Drake with 12 points to lead Hancock, and Taylor Hawkins with 12 points to lead the Warriors. So does the Sydney Lady Warriors, do they have a chance get back in this game? They've been chipping away, and then Hancock is able to just build that lead back up a little bit. So we will see as we start the fourth quarter. Sydney going left to right on your radio dial. Into the corner now for Carolee Pierce at the left low block. Pierce down low, throws up a jumper, can't get it to go, and Lexi Houghton rips down a rebound here for the Hancock Lady Wildcats. And back up the floor to the right side here for Lacey Drake at the foul line. Passes one out for Mallory Rutledge, who dribbles up to the top of the key. Rutledge back for Drake, who's closely guarded here by Taylor Barnes. Into the corner. Rutledge, step back, three, off the back of the rim, no good. Gina Tan, a rebound, but a foul is going to be called on Gina Tan for a push-off to get position for the rebound. 7.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 42-35, and Sydney will bring it up the floor. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin to the right side now for Taylor Barnes. Barnes into the corner and here for Mackenzie Constable. Blocked out of there by Drake, who saved it inbounds and will bring it back up the floor. No, she stepped out of bounds. Oh, boy. Drake came over, blocked the shot, saved it from going out of bounds, dribbled it around her back, and then was going to take it up the floor. But the official said she had her heel on the line. Boy, that was close. 7:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Mackenzie Gravelin shoots a three as Sydney gets it in, misses, but Carolee Pierce is right there to put it up and in. And Pierce now with four, and Hancock leads 42-37 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Over the timeline, here is Lacey Drake, a fall-away jumper, and she's fouled by Carolee Pierce. And it looks like Lacey Drake will head to the line. And Drake will step in to shoot two. She has a team high and tied for the game high lead with 12 points. With 6:59 to go in this fourth quarter, it's Hancock 42, Sydney 37. Drake leaves the first one short. Hit off the front of the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Paternoster's going to check in. Carolee Pierce to the bench as she has four fouls. So you have Bernard and Pierce with four fouls apiece here for Sydney. They're going to have to sit a while longer before head coach Lindsey Coons can roll the dice and have them come into the contest. Drake's second foul shot is good. And she has 13. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 43-37 the score, and Sydney back up the floor to the left side. They try to pass one ahead for Taylor Hawkins off her fingertips, but then it bounced off the shoulder of Andrea Wadeson out of bounds, and it will remain with Sydney. With 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney gets it in. Here's Constable for three. Left it short. Hit the front of the rim, then died. And a rebound here for Gina Tan. Hancock back up the floor. Here is Tan on the right side. Ahead now for Lexi Houghton. Blocked out of bounds there by Mackenzie Constable of Sydney. Threw her fingertips out of bounds. Ball will remain with Hancock with 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. And a 43-37 lead for the Lady Wildcats here on the road tonight at Sydney. Gina Tan will get it in. Tan looking for options, gets it down low for Wadeson. Turn around, right-handed baby hook, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney. They're saying it was deflected by Hawkins, and it rolls out. Sydney's got to keep their composure here. They look a little frustrated by some of these calls. Hancock again looking to get it in. They're going to toss one up for Houghton, and she's wide open and puts it in. Houghton now has 11 and somehow found some room down at the right low block to get free. Sydney back up the floor. Here's Taylor Barnes with a running jumper. Won't fall. Rebound for Constable. Back out for Gravelin. Into the corner now for Hawkins. Back up Constable for three. Won't go down. Rebound for Barnes. She puts it up and it's in. Taylor Barnes with 13 points. And that's a new team high for Sydney. And it's a six-point ball game. Hancock ahead 45-39. A three ball there for Drake. It rolls out of bounds with 6:02 to go. Drake pulled the trigger a little earlier. She's got that smile on her face. And I think that's what's good about Lacey Drake. Even though she's in eighth grade, she doesn't get nervous. She just kind of has fun out there playing the game. Barnes back the other way with a little running jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out for Paternoster. They reverse it for Constable. Back down low for Hawkins. Through her fingertips and out of bounds. 5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. And they're going to say it was last touched by Hancock. So the defender, Andrea Wadeson, on that backside must have touched it. Zebra Crew sees that one. And Sydney will get it in. Ariana Bernard's going to come back in, so she's going to have to be careful here at the next whistle. But a steal by Hancock. Here's Rutledge off to the races. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Sydney comes down with it with Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin ahead now for Barnes. She puts it up. Can't get it to go on the left-handed layup. Paternoster a rebound. Back out for a jumper for Hawkins, and it's no good. And the track meet continues. Drake with a baseball pass ahead for Houghton. Tipped out of bounds by Sydney, and it'll stay with Hancock. End-to-end action here between the Wildcats and the Warriors with 5:25 to go. And a timeout is going to be taken here by head coach Samantha Spotholes for Hancock. Our score, 45-39. Hancock on top of Sydney. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight at Sydney Central School. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. BG Boys defeat Harpersville tonight, 62-36. And that's a big victory down there for BG tonight after they knocked off Walton on Friday night. And, boy, as everybody is going to get set here for this inbound pass, Sydney is very upset here about who has possession of the ball with 5:25 to go. The officials are over-talking to the Sydney bench. The ball was tipped out of bounds with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Both sides were very unhappy about that call. The ball was tipped out of bounds last by Sydney. Sydney saying they didn't touch it. And so Hancock's going to get the ball in here, and they'll get to play some basketball after they argued over that call. Right side of the floor for Gina Tan. Tan into the right side corner, throws it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney with 5:15 to go in this fourth quarter. I can see the frustration there. It was a long pass down the floor. It didn't look like Sydney touched it. It looked like Hancock threw it away, and so Sydney was very upset because Hancock was also allowed to call the timeout there. Because they technically had possession, Sydney thought they shouldn't have possession, shouldn't be able to call the timeout. Either way, we're back underway, and that's a tight ball game. This is what's fun about this time of year. Ball is going to get turned over here by Sydney. Yes, and it's going to go back to Hancock, and Sydney again upset with the call with 5:03 to go. The Sydney bench is receiving a warning here for this call. Sydney fans, the players, everybody looks in shock here that this is going to be a call to give the ball back to Hancock. And now they're going to reverse it and give it here to Sydney. Boy, you do not see this very often. Boos from the Hancock student section. Boy, usually once they make a call, they do not switch it. But they have switched it here, and Sydney will hold on to possession with 5 minutes left. Here's Barnes in the corner. Dials up a three. No, it won't go down. Rebound for Hancock, and back up the floor here for the Lady Wildcats with Rutledge. Rutledge tries to go down low for Houghton. She corrals it in the corner. Houghton back up for Lacey Drake. Drake here with 13 points tonight. Sydney has kept her in check, but she's gotten big buckets when they need, and she's going to get one here. No. Hit the rim twice, falls out, and Sydney back the other way. Taylor Hawkins up the floor. Hawkins with a left-handed layup. It won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Partially blocked. Gets it again. It won't go down. Barnes tries her luck, and it won't go. And a rebound here for Hancock. Sydney with three tries. They couldn't get it. A steal by Barnes, and this time she's hammered for the foul, and will go to the line. Carolee Pierce is going to check back in, but what an effort there by Taylor Barnes. Missed, well, Taylor Hawkins shot the first two, couldn't get it. Barnes got it. She couldn't get it to go. Stole it back after Hancock got the rebound and was fouled and puts it up. First one for Barnes goes down. So Barnes now has 14, and it's a five-point game, and she could cut it to four here. Lacey Drake with four fouls, and she's going to have to go to the bench. She gets whistled for that foul on Taylor Barnes, and a timeout is taken here by Sydney. Boy, it's World War III here, folks. A ton of fun. 45-40 with 4:20 left to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Taylor Barnes to the line here for Sydney. She made the first shot. Second one is good. Taylor Barnes now with 15, and we have a four-point ball game. Hancock 45, Sydney 41. Good game here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. At the high post, Hancock with the ball. They reverse it to the far side for Gina Tan. Lacey Drake is on the bench, the eighth grader, the leading scorer, has four fouls. They want to protect her for a little bit. Gotthardt takes a shot. No good. Bernard, a rebound, and Sydney has life. They'll bring it up the floor with 3:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Taylor Barnes to the right side. Gets it down low for Hawkins. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Scooped up here by probably the smallest guard on the floor, Mallory Rutledge for Hancock. Back up the floor. Rutledge stops. Gives it down low. Gina Tan, the jumper off the glass. Too hard. Rebound for Hancock. That won't go down, and a foul. Andrea Waitson picked up the miss off the shot there from Gina Tan. As she went back up, she got whacked across the wrist and will go to the line to shoot two. That'll be the third foul on Taylor Barnes. Here's the team foul situation. Each team with two, so they're a couple away from shooting automatically. To the line, first one is no good for Waits, and not enough spice on that one. And she left it short. Second shot coming here for Hancock. This one, again, left it short. Rebound for Carolee Pierce, and Sydney really has life now with 3.5 to go. Back up the floor. Lost the ball, but Barnes comes up with it and can't get a right-handed layup to go. The ball kind of floated right to her in a perfect spot, and she couldn't finish. Barnes coming after it now as Hancock brings it back up the floor. They'll get it across for Trinity Gotthardt for a three off the mark. Rebound is for Hancock's Gina Tan. Back into the left wing corner along the baseline for Gotthardt. She gets into the paint, throws one up. Again, no good. Houghton comes down with a rebound. She puts it up. That won't go. Rebound for Sydney and a foul. With 3 minutes exactly left here in the fourth quarter, that'll be a foul on Wadeson. And Sydney's going to get the ball back. So each team... Well, no, that will give Hancock three fouls and will give Sydney two. The second on Wadeson, but a steal by Rutledge here on the press. Rutledge gets stuck in the paint, kicks it back out. Gotthardt with the jumper. That one is left short. Another rebound for Sydney, and up the floor they come. And here is Bernard trying to go coast to coast. Bernard gets stuck in a tough spot. Back out for Taylor Barnes. The jumper won't fall. Rebound. Bodies flying everywhere, and we'll have a whistle. With 2:39 to go in the fourth quarter, foul is going to be on Sydney. And this is where Sydney has to be careful. They are very frustrated by the calls right now. With 2:39 to go, and the ball is going to come back for Hancock. No, they will call that a travel. That's what they're going to call that as Sydney ripped down that rebound. Back up the floor here, and now a steal by Bernard on the left side. Down the left wing, Bernard to the bucket, and she's fouled there by Gina Tan. So that was called a travel on the rebound by Sydney. Hancock brought it back down, a steal by Bernard, and then she's fouled as she came down the left side of the floor. Drake is going to come back in here for Hancock with 2:25 to go. Foul will be on Gina Tan, her third, and the team's fourth. Bernard at the line, and it's good. So Bernard gets the first one to go. And she has 9 points. Second one coming. This could make it a two-point game. And this one is good for Ariana Bernard. She has 10. Sydney has crawled out of a 10-point hole to only trail by 2. Now a steal. Yeah, no. Hancock gets it back. Boy, Rutledge just got that one back in time. Gets it ahead for Lacey Drake. Drake to the left side of the floor. Finds Rutledge for 3. No. Rutledge, her own rebound. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose again. Houghton's able to scoop it up. Houghton kicks it out for Drake. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Hancock will start the offense over again. To the right side of the floor here for Gotthardt. Into the corner for Rutledge again for 3. This one rattles out. Rebound for Houghton and it goes. Houghton with 13 and that was a big one. And it's 47-43. Hancock ahead by 4. Bernard for Sydney down the left side of the floor. Bernard picks it up. Entry pass down low for Taylor Hawkins. Back out for Bernard. Pump fakes. A long 2. Got it. Ari Bernard has 12. And it's a 2-point ball game with 90 seconds left. Hancock 47, Sydney 45. Step in jumper for Hancock is good. Trinity Gotthardt dials long distance. And Hancock's ahead by 5, 50-45 with a minute 20 left. Mackenzie Gravelin up the floor. Finds Taylor Hawkins. Reverses for Taylor Barnes. A long 2. That won't go down. Rebound for Rutledge. And Rutledge trying to dribble out of trouble in the backcourt as we come up on a minute to go. Rutledge is going to call a timeout with 1:04 left. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score Hancock 50, Sydney 45. We'll be right back with more girls high school hoops tonight on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It has been a great game here tonight. Still a little left, a minute 4 left. Hancock girls ahead 50-45, trying to get a big road win here in the MAC. Tonight against Sydney. Here is Lacey Drake. Drake on the right side of the floor. Gets it for Trinity Gotthardt. A running jumper is good for Trinity Gotthardt. She has 10. And Hancock leads 52-45. Back up the floor here for Ari Bernard. She tries to take it to the rim. And she is fouled with 44 seconds left. And it's going to be a timeout. Now are they going to call a foul or did they call the timeout? And the head coach here, Lindsey Coons, is looking for the foul. She's not going to get it. Instead, she's just going to get the timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 44 seconds left here in the ballgame. Hancock leads 52-45 on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 44 seconds left. 52-45 the score. And into the corner now, Sydney with the ball. If they could get a bucket here, this would help. Mackenzie Gravelin for 3. She got it. Mackenzie Gravelin now with 5 points, and a timeout is taken here by Hancock. 35 seconds left, so it's 52-48 with 35 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. They put the score up on the board wrong first, but now they have fixed it. So the score is Hancock 52 and Sydney 48, 35 seconds left. And this has been a good old-fashioned slugfest here tonight. Hancock really got away a little bit in the second quarter. They got up by 10. And Sydney just kept chipping away at it, and they got it down to 2. And now Sydney has just done everything they can to tie this ball game up, and they've just come up a little short. But that Mackenzie Gravelin 3 will certainly help. Now, out of the timeout, you have to assume Sidney is going to foul here and try to put Hancock on the line. But Hancock has gotten some great balanced scoring here tonight. 13 from Lacey Drake, 13 from Lexi Houghton, 10 from Trinity Gotthardt, 9 from Mallory Rutledge, and 5 from Gina Tan. Same on the other side for Sidney. 15 for Taylor Barnes, 12 apiece for Ari Bernard and Taylor Hawkins. 5 from Mackenzie Gravlin, 4 from Kara Lee Pierce. So Hancock's going to do the home run pass to Lacey Drake. Well-designed play, up and in. Wow, great play there. The old Big Ben, as I like to call it, home run pass. And she puts it in. Sidney's going to call a timeout, and the Warriors got fooled there. 54-48 the score. Great play there by Sam Spotholes, the head coach for Hancock. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
32 and a half seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 54-48 to score. Hancock on top of Sidney after a very well-executed inbounds play where Lacey Drake got a wide-open layup. Now Sidney will have the ball. They're going to have to try to score quickly here late in the fourth quarter with Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin with the ball on the right side of the floor, gets it into Ari Bernard. Bernard on the right side, quickly gets it into the corner now for Taylor Barnes. Right side three, Barnes three, won't go down. Rebound, Taylor Hawkins up and in. Hawkins with 14, and a timeout is taken here by Hancock with 24 seconds left. Still a four-point ball game, 54-50. And so, a timeout is taken here. We'll keep it right here on CDO. Sidney's going to talk things over here. Now, of course, they're going to say we can't get fooled by that home run pass again where Lacey Drake just had that wide-open layup. And so we'll see what Hancock dials up this time. If they get the ball in, they're going to try to get it into one of their better foul shooters and go from there. Out-of-town scores, 45-40, UV downing Harpersville. So a great job there by UV to hold off Harpersville in a close contest. BG Boys defeating Harpersville 62-36 as well. So a nice win there for the BG Boys. And we'll see who finishes up here. We'll have some other out-of-town scores for you as well during our post-game show. You'll want to stay tuned for that with awards from NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sidney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And not going to be an easy choice here tonight, folks. There are a lot of awards. These are the nights when I choose my awards and we post them on Twitter, also WCDOsports.com. I usually get a few comments saying, oh, why didn't you choose them? Why didn't you choose them? It's always fun. So Hancock gets the ball in to Lacey Drake, and no, my goodness, it's going to be a turnover here. I thought that was a clear foul on Sidney. They were pushing Drake back towards the half-court timeline, and they're going to say that she went back court. Lacey Drake looks stunned at the moment here. I am, too. I had the perfect angle looking at it, and they were just kind of pushing her into the backcourt, and I thought it was going to be a clear foul call, but instead, it's going to turn the ball back over to Sidney. And head coach Sam Spotholes wants to get an explanation on that, and she also wants to know where the ball is going to be inbounded here. Sidney is going to inbound right at midcourt. 21 seconds left. So if you're the Warriors here, you try to get a quick bucket. Do you go for the two and go from there, or do you try to go for a three? It really depends on your coaching philosophy here, but I think if it's me, I try to get a quick two and then play the game of maybe you get one more turnover, and then you're not always just relying on the three-pointer. You've been so good in this fourth quarter with turning the ball over from Hancock. Maybe you can do it. Let's see what the Lady Warriors draw up. They'll get it into Ari Bernard with 20 seconds left. It's Hancock 54 and a Sidney 50. They go to the far side, back from Mackenzie Gravelin. Bernard in the paint, shot no good, 10 seconds left, rebound for Bernard. She puts it up and in. Ari Bernard makes it a two-point game, and she has 14. Hancock gets it in to Lacey Drake, and she's fouled with 6.6 seconds left. Hancock leads 54-52. And so that is only the second foul as a team on Sidney. So they're going to have to come up with some quick fouls here or try to get a steal. Hancock gets it in to Drake at midcourt. A great athletic play. She's going to try to dribble out the clock. Drake gets back up to the Sydney S, and that's going to do it. 54-52. Drake dribbles out the clock, and Hancock picks up a two-point victory. Great play there by Lacey Drake. She just ran around in no man's land, made the smart play. Sydney did not foul her in time, and the Lady Wildcats escape with a two-point victory here tonight in a hard-fought ball game by both teams. Really enjoyed this one here tonight. Post-game show coming up. Hancock defeats Sydney 54-52. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney High School as the Hancock girls escape with a 54-52 victory over Sydney for a key MAC League win tonight. This one came right down to the wire. I got to give it to both teams. They fought hard until the final buzzer here tonight. Both teams really wanted this win, but Hancock, the girls, will escape with a 54-52 victory here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, very balanced effort here tonight. 15 points from Taylor Barnes, 14 from Ari Bernard, 14 from Taylor Hawkins, 5 from Mackenzie Gravelin, 4 for Kara Lee Pierce in a very hard-fought battle tonight for the Sydney Lady Warriors. The other side from Hancock, 15 for 8th grader Lacey Drake, 13 for Lexi Houghton, 10 for Trinity Gotthardt, 9 for Mallory Rutledge, 5 for Gina Tan, and 2 for Andrea Wadeson. Do our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I will give this to Lacey Drake tonight from Hancock. The 8th grader with 15 points just made play after play when they really needed to. So Lacey Drake will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And boy, this is a tough one here, folks. There's a lot of different ways I could go with this. I think I'm going to go Lexi Houghton for Hancock. 13 points tonight, but I thought more importantly, she did a great job against Kara Lee Pierce for Sydney, holding her to 4 points tonight, and just was great on the interior and great on the glass. So I'll give that to Lexi Houghton tonight, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Taylor Barnes tonight from Sydney, a team high and tied for the game high, 15 points. Thought she did a fantastic job here tonight, made some key buckets down the stretch. Could have easily gone to Bernard or Hawkins as well. A very hard-fought battle, but I'll give that tonight to Taylor Barnes, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Again, our final score Hancock girls escaping 54-52, and this is the type of basketball you love to see this time of year in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Sydney Central School. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, as we'll be up in Morris. The Morris girls hosting Worcester in the Tri-Valley Showdown. Glad to get up there and support the Morris Mustangs and the Worcester Wolverines. On Thursday, we'll be back in Unitego. Throw out the record books, folks, because it's the Sydney boys taking on the Unitego boys, and that is always fun. Teams could be 0-15. It doesn't matter. That's always going to be a fun showdown. So going to be a lot of fun on Thursday, and then on Friday we'll be down in Harpersville, the Afton girls taking on Harpersville on the Lady Hornets senior night there. So going to be a full week ahead, and the playoffs will start very soon for the Tri-Valley, and not long after that for the Delaware League and the MAC. There's a lot going on. There's some great wrestling this weekend. The Section 4, the class tournament is down in Afton for local wrestling, so it's going to be a ton of fun. So there's a lot going on, and you can check out our school full schedule on WCDOsports.com. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We always appreciate his hard work. Again, our final score from Sydney tonight, Hancock escapes 54-52, a great ball game. Thanks for joining me. I'm Nate Lull, and have a great night from CDO Sports.